So, my story is from a few years ago, back when I was reckless and young, you know. So, basically, 3 years ago. So, everyone's talking about Nick and Miles, but mine happened in college. So, at Rider, if anyone looks up NCAA expulsion or rules, Rider got caught for hazing 2 years ago for doing a naked mile. And it's something we did for the past 10 years. That's what we do. It's like our thing. We do a naked mile, but it's also a beer mile. So it makes it even more fun because you know you're drinking and you're naked. No one cares what's going on. Everyone's dicks flapping everywhere. It's nuts. It's awesome. It's awesome. But if you look at me, I got these big thighs. I'm a sprinter. We're not about the whole mile. Like, we're not gonna do that. So my sophomore year, I was like, let's do a naked 4x1, well, 400. So every 100 meters, you take another shot of a drink. You're still naked because, you know, like dick's flapping, what? No. But so you're doing 100 meters, taking a shot of tequila. Next 100 meters, take a shot of whiskey. Next 100 meters, take a shot of vodka. And then at the end, you chug a beer, then you cross the finish line. That's your time. So it's the first year of this coming to like being, and we invite St. Joe's. Well, I went to Rider, which is Central Jersey. So St. Joe's from Philly came down. Rutgers comes over. Princeton comes over. Rider and TCNJ, who's in our backyard. So it's a good group of people, decent amount of people. And then afterwards, we go into these woods. It's about 2 miles of woods right by us. And there's our conference jerseys to help you guide the way. But you have to find the first jersey. Remember that. The first jersey helps you find every other jersey. The opening. There's an opening about 30 meters in, first jersey. So, sprinters are like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. There's about 60 to 75 people there. Beer mile goes off without a hitch. Distance guys have been doing this for like 15 years. So, they know exactly where to go in the woods. Sprinters go after the distance guys. Beer mile, sprint 400. So afterwards, I'm like, guys, I know exactly where to go. We start following me through the woods. 20 minutes later, I'm like, all right, guys, the first jersey's coming up right around here. And if you know sprinters, like, they look like me. We're not about woods. Like, because I'm a city boy. What are you guys thinking? Because I'm a city boy. Nothing else. I'm from the suburbs, but I live in Baltimore now, and I've realized that I love the city and I hate the woods. My mom lives in Connecticut. She has woods in her backyard, and I'm like, I'm not going out there. My dog ran away. Like, you guys found random dogs. My dog ran away. I was like, oh, good luck. I was like, a wolf got her. Small shih tzu. I was like, oh, she's gone forever. It's my dog, too. I was like, oh, ooh. But we're walking through these woods, and it's about 15 to 20 guys with me. Well, 20 guys, even number, you know, 4x4, well, 400. And I'm like, guys, I got this. And one guy just starts spitting out random facts, like to help pass the time, because he was like, ah, this is great. And in the woods, after you find all 8 jerseys, there's a giant bonfire. So, like, I keep looking up in the woods, but there's trees, so you can't see the smoke. So I'm like, ah, guys, it's right there, the North Star. We got this. And he was like, does anyone know that hippos can't jump? So if you're ever getting chased by a hippo, you should go over things that they have. No, you should jump over things that they have to go around. And I was like, oh, it's kind of good. I'm over in Africa. I know, because hippos are the most dangerous animals in Africa. He said that first, then the jumping thing. And then after that, he was like, does anyone know that most duck sex is rape? You know, I was like, wait, what? And everyone stopped and was like, wait, what? He was like, yes, female ducks have corkscrew vaginas that go one way, but male ducks have corkscrew penises that go like, so if, like, it's a random thing if that actually matches up. And I was like, nah, it's not real. Nah, Prince, stop. It's ridiculous. So we're still walking through the woods. Like, it's like 45 minutes later. And I'm like, oh, guys, there's a jersey right there. But, like, I didn't know the order of the jerseys. So I was like, ah, I know we came from this way. And this jersey's here. I was like, you know, we're going to make it. About 45 minutes later, we find the people. They're all hammered. also on the way we smoked a little bit, so like we're just like loving the woods. By then we're just like, oh. I was like, yo, everything's so beautiful out here. I was like, guys, stop. Let's just. But on the way to, after we like we got a little high, we thought we're gonna lose someone. So we're all still naked, by the way. And we thought elephant trail. And I was like, ah, I don't like that. And there's no hands. So there's grown-ass men holding hands, naked, tracking each other through the woods. And I was like, all right, good. This is the safest thing in the world. We reached everyone, and everyone's like, why are you guys all holding hands? And I was like, we didn't want to lose anyone on the way. But that was right after conference, right? That was like June. I guess that's when ducks mate. Like May, June. That's when ducks mate. I don't know. I don't watch Animal Planet much, but like 2 days later, we were walking behind our dining hall, about to go in my car, and this one duck just swoops down, this female duck, and two male ducks hit her out the sky, and I was like, oh shit, what's going on? And they just start like humping her. I was like, oh my God, Prince. And he goes, I told you. I was like, your fact was correct. All right. Buck sex is basically right, but all right, you're right. But that's my story in the woods, and I have not gone back. We have a reunion every year. It's my sixth year out, and I was like, I'll meet you guys afterwards. Nah, it's not about the woods still. I'm a city guy, and I learned that from that story. So thank you.